Well, Danny, new season upon us. First of what, four games in quick succession coming on Sunday. I suppose, like footballers, hurlers looking forward to getting back into action.
Yeah, it's getting back into the game now, so it's kind of it's an early start this year again. Like it's end of January before we start. Like so, but we're looking forward to it now. Like we've got six or seven good weeks trained under our belt now, so. Just looking forward now to a big challenge on Sunday.
And before we look ahead to Sunday's game and even the league in general, obviously back in Division 2B again for the second year in a row, and obviously the objective now is going to be to retain that status at least, maybe, and kick on maybe?
Yeah, definitely. Number one aim is just to stay in Division 2 for next year, like, and just make our place safe. Like, so that's kind of a big game. Like, and as I said, we had a very good season last year, like, so kind of you'd be hoping to try and repeat that again, like, you know, and try to get a good few ones, like, and just be really competitive, like, but, you know, as we said, like, it's going to be a tough year, like, and I suppose in last year, you know, a few teams caught them by surprise, like, whereas this year now, that element's gone, like, so it's going to be a really tough game now on Sunday of Kildare, like, because they have been, you know, Christy Ring champions last year, like, and us coming in from Nicky Rackard champions, you know, so there's a big step up there, like, but as I said, look, we're just looking forward to two now, and just we'll see how it goes.
And big changes in the dressing room too, setting out without, what, five of last year's team, three of them retired, Jamesy Donnelly, Enda McDermott and Kevin Campbell, voices gone from the dressing room that have been there a few years, and they've been joined by Davin Flynn and Bernard Lafferty, who have opted out for this season.
Yeah, it's five big losses to us, like, you know, because they're being experienced lads, even for, I've been playing along with them boys for like 10, 15 years, you know, so it's kind of it's a big change for us, like, but then, look, everything happens, everything moves on, like, and all of a sudden now you've got five, six more fresh faces in, like, and they're all going well in training too, like, a lot of young lads there from St. Union there in Bulcana, like, so it's good to see that there, like, and, you know, as I said, like, we just have to kind of regroup again, like, and keep the journey continues, like, so.
Yeah, and one big plus, obviously, Jack O'Loughlin missed out last year because he was doing a master's degree back.
Yeah, no, Jack's a huge player for us, like, because he was 2 years ago, like, he was playing centre half back for us, like, and he's only in his 20s, probably 21, 22. So, like, he's just a huge player for us, like, and just hopefully now he can get a good run of form now and continue where he left off from 2 years ago, like.
I was speaking to Mickey McCann during the week, your manager, and he was a little concerned that you were a little later starting and getting going this year than last year.
Yeah, they're probably, you could say, probably we're about three, 4 weeks behind, like, just different things, like, you know, just came up, like, but look, the way we look at it is we just need to kind of get a bit of momentum going in the league, like, and at the end of the day, our key aim is survival, like, so that will come at the end of the league, like, and, you know, we've got 2 months then to kind of be gearing towards that, like, but as I said, now we want to kind of just getting good performance now in the rest of these games, like, and just kind of seeing what we can get from it, like.
Derry, Wicklow, Down and Warwickshire are the other games, and obviously caught Derry, or certainly took points off Derry and Down both last year, so they're the genie's out of the bottle on that one.
Oh, big time now, because they'll be coming for us this year, we know that too, like, and see last year too, Derry are missing a lot of Slack-Need players, like, so as I'm hearing, I think they've a full complement of players now available from this year, like, so they're going to be a totally different animal, like, and Down too, up and Down, we're going to have a tough game away against them, because I suppose they'll be out to get us for last year too, like, but look, we're just kind of, we just want to try to continue some kind of form in front we had last year, and just try to kind of keep in these games, and you never know what can happen at the end, like, you know, if we're just there thereabouts, like, so main thing also just keep be competitive again, like.
And obviously there's still a hard core of very experienced players still there. You were obviously there yourself, you know, Lee Henderson, we saw very little of him last year. Hopefully we'll see quite a bit more of him. He missed quite a lot last year through injury. Keane Matthewson, you know, yeah, Sean McVeigh, all those players have a lot of experience, and a lot of experience at the higher level.
Yeah, definitely, like, you know, and, you know, they're always kind of, they're at the core of your team, like, and you've got plenty of other additions there, like, Stephen Gillespie's back in, Hurnwell and Joe Boy, you know, so there's you can still go through, like, there's still a good solid 10 lads from starting their team last year, like, so a lot to be expected at the end, but then we look forward to seeing the young lads too coming to the team, like, and seeing what they're going to give to us, like, because, you know, some, they're going very well in training, like, the Kevin Keeley and, you know, Conor Grady starting to play well, like, and
you have enticed, you know, Conor Park to play as well.
Yeah, Conor Park's a very good hurler too, like, you know, so look, it's going to be interesting for us too, like, and it's good for them boys to get a step up into the county scene, like, and see what level they're at, like, and, you know, we've, I'd say, as managers, have a lot of faith in them too, like, so it's kind of an exciting time for us now to see where we can go with this.
Certainly the team, well, the panel and squad well freshened up. As we mentioned, maybe a little late starting. How has the preparations gone, Danny?
It has been very good. Like, you know, we've got Gabriel Keane back in training. Like, I'm sure training's been top quality with him, like, you know, for the past 2 years, like, so very enjoyable. Like, and Jamie Donnelly been there helping out who Mickey as well. Like, and he's doing a lot of the fitness work with us too. Like, so I kind of missed it for a couple of weeks at the start, but from when I came back in, like, you'll see their boys are on a good level. Like, they're really going well. So we're kind of optimistic about the whole thing. Like, and we're kind of, whatever comes Sunday, like, you know, training has been going good and we'll be continuing that on. Like, so whatever about the result Sunday, we'll just keep working, put the head down. Like.
And obviously, you did exceptionally well last year. You won 3 of your 4 games. You won the Nicky Rackard. You know, you obviously confidence has to be high. And you're facing the Kildare side. Okay, they won the Christy Ring, but they didn't win a game in the league, albeit up at the higher division.
Yeah, they were playing, like, in fairness, and they were playing like the Carlo and Westmeath, and these teams are here. You know, they push any kind of McCarthy teams on their day kind of sometimes, you know. But, you know, Kildare are still a very, very strong hurling county in our terms, like, because, you know, they're so close to Dublin, so close to all the strong counties, and they have a very good club scene as well, like. But the way we've been playing last year, and hopefully just kind of bring that confidence into this year, like, and we never let teams get on top of us, like, we just kept plugging away, never give up, like, and I just want to, hopefully we can do the exact same Sunday, like, you know, if they are a bit ahead of us, maybe a bit ahead of us the way things are, but we'll just keep working and keep our head down. Hopefully we can just stay with them anyways and see if we can get out of the game.